Liar. Because it hangs from the center of the sky. I play there sometimes, too, far away from you, forgetting to return, until my own fluttering breath unsettles me, more than the spaces pulsing between stars. For years, I rose in dreams beyond Earth's atmosphere. Each night, as I left the mothership to bob along the surface of the moon, the cord snapped and I drifted away, pulled into an orbit from which I couldn't break free. My hands reach up to grab the yoke. It stretches down, arms glittering, a few crumbs of creation following. An anthology of rain. For this, you may see no need. You may think my aim dead set on something devoid of conceivable value. An anthology of rain. A collection of voices telling someone somewhere what it means to follow a drop, traveling to its final place of rest. But do consider this request. If you have pressed your nose of any shape against a window, odor of metal faint, persistent, while a storm casts its cloak over the shoulder of every cloud in sight. You are free to say whatever crosses your mind when you look at the face of time and the passing of one drop gathering speed, one drop chasing another, racing to a fork in the path, lingering before making a detour to join another, fattening on the way until entering a rivulet, running to the sill. So please accept this invitation. You are welcome to submit. There is no limit to its limit. The instructions are a breeze, as long as you include nothing about yourself, even your name. Your address remains unnecessary, for the rain will find you. If you receive it, it receives you. Whether or not you contribute, a volume is sent. And when you lift the collection, you may hear, by opening anywhere, a drop and its story reappear. As air turns to water, water to air. The next poem I'm reading is by Wallace Stevens. It is probably the last poem he wrote, or so it is believed. It was published after his death in his Opus Posthumus and is included in the poem At the End of the Mind, his selected poems and a play, and is also included in his collected poems, in various versions of his collected poems. Of mere being. The palm at the end of the mind, beyond the last thought, rises in the bronze decor. A gold-feathered bird sings in the palm without human meaning, without human feeling, a foreign song. You know then that it is not the reason that makes us happy or unhappy. The bird sings, its feathers shine. The palm stands on the edge of space. The wind moves slowly in the branches. The birds, fire-fangled feathers, dangle down. The last poem I read is the last poem in my new collection, An Anthology of Rain. The poem is entitled Wooden Spoon. Wooden Spoon. It is good to cook with a wooden spoon. Heat doesn't travel from the pot to the handle and burn one's hand. The utensil doesn't transfer hot or cold to or from what it is stirring. Oh, to be like that, not adding or subtracting anything. But once I was watching outside, always away from others, not mixing in their business, not involving my body or self in theirs. Those were the days I wished to live an ordinary life with emotions extreme and mundane. However temperate I appeared, inside was a storm and a sea. However much I wished to be a part of, to partake in, a wall prevented entry. Oh, to be a wooden spoon, stirring, stirring. One day, the world broke through, and I broke through to the world. Then the trouble started, and something else happened. Why then, I don't know, only that it did. My desire matched another's. Impossible match, flaring momentarily, a force that couldn't be reckoned with, ignored or properly fed. Much drama ensued, though nothing criminal, nothing that would get into the paper. All at once, I was the boiling liquid, lapping at a frozen pond, no longer a petrified sapling beyond burning. Perhaps this was ordinary too, only seeming extraordinary, out of proportion, due to a lack of perspective, the previously reported position of neutrality. It was as if, instead of growing little by little like any other infant creature, a fully formed being tried to hatch from its shell, making the birth more violent, more difficult than usual. The sound of that hard shell cracking, sharp shards shattering, I hear it still, feel the pressure, the push and pull. It is good to be a wooden spoon and not be broken. A wooden spoon stirring, stirring, changes everything.